first one. This is the first island. Simantha Deep. And it is known for Shravanam. This is the place you do Shravan. Next island you do Kirtan, the next one do Smaranam, like that. 9 islands, 9 processes. We also get, we are eagerly awaiting darshan of Lord Jagannath. This place is also non-different from Jagannath Puri Dham. You don't get to go inside Jagannath Puri temple, that Jagannath Puri. Some of you are not allowed, you are not Hindus, but here darshan is possible. So we are waiting. What time is darshan? Who knows?
7:30.
7:30 is a darshan. Can you hear me? No microphone or my voice is not. If you're, just make sure you're in the range of my voice. Yeah, we'll continue chanting again till 7:30, and then we will be then we'll take darshan and maybe offer flowers to Srila Prabhupada. But now then we have time for full Guru Puja and back into the buses. If you don't know this, then not far from here, very close, maybe just few minutes bus drive, and we'll be visiting your god brother Atmaram Prabhu. He is building a little small house for his family. So he has invited myself and all of you to his newly built, it's not even ready, I don't even know what the status is. It's under construction, small house, so he wanted us to visit, so we'll go there and maybe sing a little bit and talk a few words. And this light breakfast or some breakfast, prasad, and then back into the bus and return to Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir by 10 o'clock. And then whatever is your program for rest of the day, you could continue, carry on with that. So we are together kind of till 10 this morning. So as this is island of Shravanam, island of hearing, and you're busy with hearing. I just interrupted your hearing process to hear something else. Not that you are not hearing now. So you'll be hearing about hearing. Hear about hearing of the holy name of the Lord. If we could perfect the process of hearing, reward is Krishna Prem. Reward is you get the Lord. As even Parvati had darshan of, she achieved Lord Gauranga here in this island called Simantha Dweep. This is a Simantha Dweep. She performed austerities and she chanted Gauranga, Gauranga. She chanted the holy name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
She must have done this perfectly, taking all the precautions and keeping in mind vidhi and nishedh, do's and don'ts. So she, as a result, she had a darshan of Gauranga, and she took, as Gauranga was there right in front of her, she took dust of the lotus feet of Gauranga. She bowed down. His feet took some dust from Lord's feet, and she put that dust on her head, you know, where the ladies put the kumkum. There's a parting here, and so I think it is also called Sea Month. Or so Sea Month Dweep is where Parvati puts the dust of Lord's feet, not just all over, maybe. Sea Month is technical, this part, you know, where the ladies do that.
Border,
yeah. So starting here. So we pray. We pray to Simantini, then she becomes Haribo. Hello. Haribo.
They are also building a small shrine for Simantini, a new one in the back. During Parikrama, we go to another Simantini temple on the way to here. In the same island, ISKCON is also building a temple with the deity of Simantini. Parvati. She was already here, and I'm getting into some more. It's not the Parikrama time to talk about this. I wanted to talk about, the Shravanam. Yeah, everyone, and the difference between Shravanam and Shravanam. The way you do it, there's a difference between chanting and chanting. Everyone chants, but there is a difference. Everyone kind of chants differently. And the difference becomes because of the how attentive is your chanting. And how much I'm just listening only one person chanting, hearing, I'm doing 1.5, I'm doing 10%. The total hearing that I should be doing, 100% attentive, but I'm just doing 10% of hearing then. Someone is doing 30 and someone is doing more. So more or less, or sometimes more and other times less. So that way our chanting becomes varieties of chantings, various ways of chanting. Although we are all sitting together and chanting, but everyone's chanting is different. The goal is to have same chanting. Everyone's chanting is similar. That means 100% chanting, full attention. So we asked you when you were initiated, very basic thing that you were asked to do was to chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds minimum daily. So that's the basic instruction. And, then comes the disobeying the orders of the spiritual master. So there could be disobedience in chanting also. But not chanting is to disobey, certainly. Or chant less and not 16 rounds as a disobedience also. But then, I'm chanting 16 rounds. So that time I'm obeying, but then there are more things also you are expected to do, to chant, avoid offenses. And so I'm not avoiding offenses, so I'm disobeying. That is also disobedience. So with the instruction of chanting, you chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So in fact, we want to chant. But chanting, we want to do chanting that makes us happy. Not all chanting makes us happy. Not all kinds of chanting that we do makes us happy, but we want to chant so that we become happy. Such a chanting we want to do, and that would be following this instruction fully, and then there's no disobedience involved. So, we do say no hard and fast rules, but there are quite a few. There are quite a few rules to be followed. And the main rule is to be attentive while chanting the holy names of the Lord. And what did you hear just now? What is the main thing? To be attentive while chanting the holy name of the Lord. But we cannot do attentive chanting if rest of our life is also not done, and all that we do is not done attentively. So it's not only during chanting time you have to become, hey, I'm going to do attentive chanting now. What I did before, what I did after, I don't care, I don't worry, but I worry only when I sit down for chanting. So that's not the case. While we are not chanting, we are only preparing ourselves, getting ready to chant attentively. So that time is also, so the preparation time and then actual chanting time. And they're interrelated. There's always influence of what we do all the time before chanting, after chanting. It has influence on our chanting.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
We are not here to do the whole seminar on japa or reform, or we are not here. But would have been nice if we were japa retreat or japa seminar. This is happening many places in this country. That's the need of the hour, so that we don't just chant. The chanting of them, that's not how people do to chant, but how do you chant? So to improve the chanting, to do it properly, you know how to operate the microphone. The current is there. There is a manual. A manual comes with it. How to operate this machine, how to do this, how to do that. For Padayatra also we have a manual, Padayatra manual. You want to organize Padayatra? You get to know how to do it. So for everything there's a manual. How to deal with this world and what is this world. And the scriptures in general are considered manual also. How to deal with this world, how to stay in this world, what is this world about. So, for chanting also, such an important activity, or most important activity, there shouldn't be a manual how to do this, how to chant. There's a manual for everything else, but no manual for chanting. So, there is a manual for chanting. And those manuals are also being made available. In ISKCON there are several japa reform books or process of chanting books. Devotees are taking some time off. They're busy running around or busy trying to sit down and understand how to do it, how to chant Hare Krishna, or chant such a way that results in making ourselves happy. happy, happy we shall be when we learn our ABC. So chanting is ABC, and chanting is also ultimate thing to do. Chanting is the means, chanting is the goal. Not that our soul would stop chanting when we are out of this body. Soul does not stop chanting. It's not expected to stop chanting. And soul can chant without the mouth. The soul has a mouth and other parts of the body also. Soul is a person. So not that we chant all life long, we chant and chant and chant and chant. Even last breath also we chanted and then we stop. No, we continue, we carry on. So by chanting, if we become happy by chanting, then we don't have to do anything else. We are happy.
Yes.
No, I said we are happy chanting, then we don't have to do anything else. But if we are not happy, then we have to do so many things. There's no end to how many things you need to do. And still, at the end, you don't become happy. So, if we wish also to minimize, run around, and you know, then for a change, one should sit down. By running around, going round and round, he did not become happy. So for a change, now sit down. Okay, sit down and chant Hare Krishna. And chant in such a way that it makes you happy. Then just few needs of the body are taken care of by doing this, doing that, a little bit. And you are through. So chanting is a very serious activity. In fact, dead serious. In fact, you don't die anymore. You chant, no more being in dead state. That gives life. Prananti, unanti, shubanti. We get our pran, we get our life by chanting. We get the Lord of our life. We get our real life back. Life of Krishna consciousness. Life with Krishna, in relationship with Krishna. chanters should be very alert, attentive, focused while chanting. Sit properly, sitting properly also. Prabhupada was doing japa session with devotees and in the middle is sit properly. So Prabhupada did not give a whole seminar right there, but give the indication that even sitting posture is important during chanting. As soon as the policeman or army man, they are on lunch break or there is free time, but as soon as they the commander says, attention! Then all those spaced out, they're spaced out there right now, they're everywhere doing this, doing that. They stop all that. And what do? The first thing they do is they tighten their belts. And just waiting for next instruction. not space, they're not moving. As soon as they're not attention, so they get into their places, you know, and they don't move, they just wait for. So what is next? So chanting is like that, attention, attentive chanting. I mean, the policeman or the army man, he's not anywhere else. He's right there, he's right there. Not physically, but mentally and intellectually, and he's just there to execute now the order. He just orders us, sort of attentive chanting. And next, now you are attentive, you focus, you are there, sitting properly, and you start Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
You're saying it with the mouth. Mouth is busy, and of course, behind the mouth there are so many faculties. The lungs are busy, and although only mouth is functioning, but that's how it looks like. Things are happening, but all that is for utterance of the holy name. So this physical activities, but it's not a physical activity. In fact, we want to, or the goal is that the soul chants, not the mouth chants. The mouth doesn't go back to Godhead. Goal is not to send mouth back home, back to Godhead. Goal is what? Sending soul. Souls returning back to home, back to Godhead. So apparently mouth is chanting, but the soul is not involved in chanting. Well, that's a problem. That's a defect. That is inattention. That is distraction, that's laziness, as a whole list of things. Yeah, we want soul to chant, we want soul to hear. And in fact, that's what mouth has no power to speak. If there's no soul in the body, would your mouth be still talking? If the soul is not in the body, would the ears hear? No. So one who really talks and hears, the conclusion is, because of the soul is possible. The ear and whatever else is in there, ear, drum and all those things, it's all matter, it's all material. With the use of mouth, we are uttering the holy name. Then there's a mind, there's intelligence, there's a soul. Soul with a false ego and our past karma. There's many things are with us as we are chanting the holy name. But our goal is to pay attention to the chanting. Many things we'll try to surface. Many things will try to get your, my attention during chanting. But it is the time to send those thoughts away. Not now, or never, or at least not now. Chant while chanting with undivided attention. Not to be mixed with anything else. Chanting is not the time for, it's not a planning session for days planned. Or plan the future. Well, it's nice, one should plan the future. But not while chanting Hare Krishna, you do such finding. It is just to hear. You are there just to hear the holy name of the Lord. Manaha chanchalam asthiram. Mind is chanchal, flickering, and it always runs here, there. Wherever we had allowed mind to go earlier, our mind had gone, their mind would want to return, and they make some plans with the help of intelligence also. But chanting is the time, yato yato, means tatatatastada. Yato yato is shaladi, mana chanchalam asthiram, tatastada. Krishna says, although this is Ashtanga Yoga, 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is talking about yogic process or Ashtanga Yoga. We cannot say, oh, we are Bhakti Yogi, I am Bhakti Yogi, I have nothing to do with this Ashtanga Yoga. No. I will read chapter 7 onwards is Bhakti Yoga. This is not for, I am not Karma Yogi, I don't know. It is there, those steps are there as part of the procedure. Ashtanga Yoga, those instructions, is for us to follow. So what does mind do? How does mind function at the time of chanting? All day long also, especially chanting. So wherever mind goes, Krishna says in the 6th chapter, wherever mind goes, what do you do with the mind? Drag it back, bring it back. Neti, not this, no, not there, not that, not that, not that, just chant. And this will require intelligence. Chanting is very intelligent people. Yagye sankirtana praye yajantihi sumedhasaha. The most intelligent people will take the sankirtana movement, not less intelligent. The chanting of Hare Krishna, this is for most intelligent person. And the use of intelligence is there while chanting of Hare Krishna. Not that during chanting there's no function or activity for the intelligence. No. Intelligence, sharp intelligence in fact, is required. We need to employ during chanting, sharp intelligence, sharp. Sharp is sharpness. Any distraction he immediately detects. No, no, this is not chanting, this is not the holy name, this is something else. He's able to discriminate. Power of discrimination is, that's the power, that's the function of the intelligence. So during chanting, the intelligence has a big role to play. Not that mouth is moving and nothing else is happening. Mouth is moving and the mind is also running here and there. So who would subdue the mind? Who is above the mind? Intelligence. And so the body remains busy chanting. Mind has also function to do thinking. Thinking, feeling, willing. So this all has to be spiritualized, Krishnaized. Thoughts, Krishna consciousness, Krishna thoughts during chanting. Thinking, feeling, feel. And the thoughts are feel. The feelings follow the thought. And thinking, feeling, willing. And then the will. Will. Thou, thou will be done, thou shalt, thou will be done, thou shalt be done, yeah? Thou shalt be done, not will, some kind of Bible or... Thy will be done, thy will be done. Like a sutra, not a complete sentence, thy will be done, your will be achieved or something. Your will be done. Thy will be done. So with the right kind of will. Willing. I am willing to do this, will. Not, these are two wills, two words are similar. So the mind can function, thinking, feeling, willing, it's all favorable, has to be favorable thoughts and feeling and will. So like the body and the mind and the intelligence and our real self, our ego, the servant of Krishna, the chanter of the holy name. So all aspects of our existence is busy and is all focused or centered around the holy name. So time is running out. So only one thing, repenting, know so many things we don't allow, we send away any non-chanting thoughts, non-chanting ideas, non-chanting whatever affairs. Just one thing. Just the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Not that I was hearing Mahanidhi Maharaj. Mahanidhi Maharaj is a specialist, and chanting specialist. He has written books and he gives seminars on the chanting, and he's a very good chanter himself, exemplary chanter. I was listening to his one of his talk on the chanting, and I will share that with you, just a small item, lots of items, but one of them comes to my mind. That is, he said that when you go to some hotel or airport or railway station, they play music in the background. That is, they call mood music, just to get people into the mood. Or shopping mall, big shopping mall, and there's a music. As soon as you enter the shopping mall, you get into the mood. And you feel like continue to be there. You forget the rest of the world, you get into the mood. Just go from shop to shop to shop. The mood music. So the music is in the background. In the background of that music, people are busy doing so many, many, many things. Sometimes you are not paying attention to the mood music. Sometimes hearing, sometimes not hearing. Mostly they are focused on buying, shopping, running here, there. You got it? You have experience of this, how the world. But now, bringing this, applying this to the chanting. Instead, devotee chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This becomes like a mood music. For a chanter, this becomes like a mood music. But he's busy with something else. This is in the background.
Doesn't remember his chanting. His hand is in the beat bag and shaking. Shaking the whole thing. So this becomes a mood music. Not so important. It's there. The more important is to do other things mentally or physically or intellectually. Stay busy with something else. Chanting is just mood music in the background. I mean, coming in a good mood, the chanting is there, you do other things during chanting. So
So this is example of the total distraction of chanting. Or you are thinking you are chanting, finally you are satisfied, you have finally done your 16 rounds, I'm done with it. You feel happy that you have finished your rounds. You are not unhappy, I wish I could chant more and more rounds, I wish I had more rounds to chant. I have to stop now. But to be happy that I'm finished with the rounds, finally. You're looking forward to do something else in life. And this is just ritual. So this is quite an offensive attitude or mentality, culture, or so we have come out of this kind of conditioning, this kind of training, this kind of habit, and chant attentively, chant properly, defenselessly, sit down and chant, or sit with the devotees and chant, or chant in the temple, chant in front of your family deity, realizing the glories of the holy name, and remembering glories of the holy name. And as all acharyas have given commentaries on the holy name, when you chant Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna
before now,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Krishna. When you say Hare, you are saying, O Lord, Hare,
Hare,
O Radhe, Bhava Bandhanat Mochaya, Bhava Bandhanat Mochaya, please release me, relieve me from the bonds of material existence. This is a thought also that goes with just the name Hare, and you move on to the next one and the next one. There are more prayers associated, more thoughts associated with each of these names. Ruchir Bhavatu, O Krishna, my taste for chanting increase, my attachment, seva, yogyam guru, please engage me in your service, make me qualified to serve you. So these kind of thoughts are authorized and allowed, associated with the chanting. So not that you become thoughtless, empty, blank, but you are full of thoughts also, your intelligence, your mind is busy. But then these thoughts, right thoughts, Krishna thoughts, Nam Rup Gun Leela thoughts, as we are chanting. So I meant to make it shorter, but it did not happen. I thought we would be chanting after this process, explanation of how to do it, that we would have time to so practice or chant, but doesn't look like. But every time. You chant, every day you chant, bear in mind some basic things to do and not to do. And there are many more things so which will improve your chanting. And if the chanting is improved, then everything else improves. By seeing how you are chanting, a lot could be said about that devotee. The way he is chanting his Hare Krishna rounds, just look at him or hear him chant, you could tell a lot about his status in Krishna consciousness. How serious, how whatever, neglectful, how whatever he is. Just by seeing how we chanting, how he takes chanting seriously. That means the rest of his life or all day he also must be working seriously. Serious chanter is a serious practitioner of Krishna consciousness. Or chanting improves, then everything else also improves. Because you are praying, oh my Lord, I am yours, oh God, oh Krishna. I am yours, please engage me, please engage me. When the prayer is sincere, that is what Lord is wanting. And Lord will hear those prayers.